Date 5, Talking to God, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Opening Prayer. Blessing of Hope by Jan Richardson. So may we know the hope that is not just for someday, but for this day, here, now, in this moment that opens to us. Hope not made of wishes, but of substance. Hope made of sinew and muscle and bone. Hope that has breath and a beating heart. Hope that will not keep quiet and be polite. Hope that knows how to holler when it's called for. Hope that knows how to sing when there seems little cause. Hope that raises us from the dead, not someday, but this day, every day, again. And again and again. Scripture reading, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, ESV. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, 4 through 9, The Message. Celebrate God all day. Every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them to see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you in to His most excellent harmonies. Closing Prayer, Loosen My Grip by Ted Loder, Guerrillas of Grace. Oh God, it is hard for me to let go most times, and the squeeze I exert garbles me and gnarls others. So loosen my grip a bit on the good times, on the moments of sunlight and starshine and joy. That the thousand graces they scatter as they pass may nurture growth in me rather than turn to brittle memories. Loosen my grip on those grudges and grievances I hold so closely, that I may risk exposing myself to the spirit of forgiving and forgiveness that changes things and resurrects dreams and courage. Loosen my grip on my fears, that I may be released a little into humility and into an acceptance of my humanity. loosen my grip on myself, that I may experience the freedom of a fool who knows that to believe is to see kingdoms, find power, sense glory. To reach out is to know myself held. To laugh at myself is to be in on the joke of your grace. To attend to each moment is to hear the faint melody of eternity. To dare love is to smell the wildflowers of heaven. Loosen my grip on my ways and words, on my fears and fretfulness, that letting go into the depths of silence and my own uncharted longings, I may find myself held by you and linked anew to all life in this wild and wondrous world you love so much, so I may take to heart that you have taken me to heart. Amen.